Can we bow for a further word of prayer?
让我们再一同俯伏，再有一点祷告。
Lord, as we continue in your presence, we do give you thanks.
主啊，当我们一同继续在你自己同在中的时候，我们要将感谢归给你。
And once again, we would like to commit this sermon to you.
再一次，我们将这段时间归在你的手中。
We pray for a time, Lord.
我们为着这段时间祷告。
For a time that is filled with yourself in the consciousness of whom you are.
让这段时间里面是充满了你的自己，让我们能够里面有个真实的认知你是谁。
Oh, that the Holy Spirit would clothe us, would enable us, and would lead us unto Christ.
圣灵能够在这个时候能够披戴我们，让我们能够得着力量，能够引领我们认识基督。
And we also pray for that work that only your Holy Spirit can do.
我们也为着圣灵所要做的一切的工作祷告。
Which is even translating, Lord, the truth of the Lord to each one of our level.
让甚至将这个话语做解释，就着我们所在的光景向我们说。
So that all of us, young or old in the Lord alike, would enter into more of Christ.
让不论我们是年幼的，不论是年长的，我们都能够一同进入到基督里面。
Would you do that, dear Lord?
主啊，愿你做这样的事。
Would you graciously speak to us?
愿你在你的恩典中对我们说话。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful to be again here.
弟兄姊妹们，今天能够在这里实在是极其的美好。
I just want to say that it's the most wonderful thing is to cross a continent and to feel that you're right at home.
这非常奇妙的事情就是当你横过这个大美洲大陆到另外一端来的时候，你仍然觉得你在家里。
And this morning as we were praying, one brother prayed quoting Psalm 122, that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
今天早上我们祷告的时候就按着这个诗篇第122篇里面讲的说，人对我说，我们一同到耶和华的殿中，我就喜乐。
And when we are among his people, his house,There we are at home, whatever it is, East Coast, West Coast, in the middle, doesn't matter.
当我们和他的百姓聚集，我们在他的殿中的时候，我们就是在家里，不论是我们在东岸，不论是在西岸，或者是在中西部。
So thank you for refreshing my spirit, for a stranger that comes from 3,000 miles away, or whatever the number is, I have no idea.
所以我谢谢你们，让我的灵里面能够得着更新。我是一个从3000里以外来的，算是一个陌生人。
As we continue our meditation, let's turn again to Matthew chapter 16.
让我们继续在默想这个关于今天主题的时候，我们请大家再翻到马太福音第16章。
And we want to read the first verses of the so-called Confession of Peter, Matthew 16, we're going to start in verse 16.
我们还是要从第16章第16节开始。
Matthew 16, verse 16. Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
十六节，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And a little ahead in chapter 17,
再翻到17章，
We're going to read only verse 5.
我们只读第五节。
While he was still speaking, and that is Peter, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
第五节，说话之间，这里说话的是彼得，突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
We would like to read again two verses from Romans 8, which we read yesterday. Romans 8, verse 14.
我们要从罗马书第八章我们昨天读过的一段的经文里面再读两节的经文，十四节。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
And verse 29.
二十九节。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
I would like to add to that some verses from the Gospel of John. If you turn in chapter 1,
我还要继续读约翰福音，请大家翻到第一章。
John chapter 1, we want to read verses 32 and
33. 32节和33节。
It reads, John testified, saying, and this of course is John the Baptist, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him, the Lord Jesus. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
32节，约翰，这边的约翰是施洗约翰。约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就用圣灵施洗的。
And then we would like to read Matthew chapter 1.
我们请大家再读马太福音第一章。
I want to read verse 1, which is, of course, the very first verse of the New Covenant.
我们就读第一节，这是新约里面的第一节。
It reads, the record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
第一节，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Some translations read, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, which of course is the same word in Greek as Messiah, which simply means the anointed. So the book of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, or the anointed, the son of David and the son of Abraham.
还有一个翻译里面是讲到说这个家谱、讲到耶稣基督，我们知道耶稣基督在、希腊原文里面的意思也是就是弥赛亚，它里面的意思就是受膏者，所以从一个翻译的角度来看是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督弥赛亚，这个受膏者的家谱。
And then if you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
我们请大家再翻到哥林多前书第15章。
I want to read a couple of verses, starting from verse 45.
我们要读几段的经文，我们从45节开始。
1 Corinthians 15, starting from 45. So also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual.The first man is from the earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. Verse 49. Just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly.
从45节到49节，经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当做了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土，第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。49节，我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
And finally, we want to read a sentence from the book of Acts. If you turn to Acts 11,
最后我们要 读这个《使徒行传》里面的一句，我们请大家翻到《使徒行传》第十一章。
We want to read the last sentence of verse 26.
我们要从第二十六节里面最后的一句，我们就读那一句。
Acts 11, the last phrase of verse 26. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
使徒行传十一章二十六节的最后一句，门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
As we said yesterday, we are occupied with this matter of sonship.
像汉我们昨天所说的，我们现在心里面所盼望认识的乃是关乎到儿子的名分。
And we are trying to explore it mainly from the passage, the so-called confession of Peter.
我们盼望能够就像彼得的这个宣告那一段的经文里面开始来看这个题目。
As you know, that passage cannot really be broken in the middle.
我们知道那一段的经文没有办法从中间把它分段。
You know, we have the beginning of that is chapter 16, and then we have a break, chapter 17.
我们知道这个彼得的宣告之先有是在第16章之后呢接到17章。
But when we read closely, we see that perhaps the two stories, Peter's confession and the Mount of Transfiguration, they just belong together.
也许我们仔细在看的时候呢，我们会发现彼得他的宣告跟在17章里面的变化山的这个事件呢，两个是连在一块的。
As you remember when our Lord Jesus asked the disciples who they thought he was.
我们记得当主耶稣基督问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁的时候。
Peter, by divine revelation, confesses, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得因着这个神圣的启示，他这边说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord says, that's right, but it was not you that came up with that idea, that's my paraphrase. It was not flesh or blood that revealed it unto you, my Father who is in heaven.
我们这个主说你说的对，可是你所得着的呢不是由血肉的启示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And then to that revelation that the Father gave to Peter about his own person, our Lord Jesus will add something.
就在这个父将启示给彼得关乎到主耶稣基督自己这个人的时候，主在这边再加上了一些事情。
Our Lord says, and I also tell you.
主说我还要告诉你
that you are Peter.
你是彼得。
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
他继续说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
So as we said yesterday, there is a concentration of essential themes in scriptures just in those two chapters. You have the person of the Lord Jesus, his eternal purpose, the church.
所以我们就好像昨天晚上所讲的，就在这几段的经文里面有一个非常集中性的把圣经里面一些主要的主题在这边发表出来，这边有讲到主耶稣基督自己，这个是神永远的旨意。
And very significantly, that is the moment when the Lord for the first time reveals that he's going to die on the cross.
并且在那个时候呢，主在第一次启示他将要死在十字架上。
He couldn't have said that before that revelation.
他没有办法在这个启示之先把这些事情告诉他的门徒。
And of course what is implied is that that is his way of achieving his goal, going to the cross.
当然在这边所说的乃是借着十字架乃是达到他目的的那条路。
And we remember how Peter reacted against that.
我们都知道这彼得如何在这件事情上面他强烈的反对。
And as a response to that, our Lord makes that calling, if anyone wants to come after me. You see how it's all connected.
就因着这样子呢，主在那边有一个呼召，他说，如果有人要来跟随我的话，你看见在这个点上面有彼此这样子的连结相。
Let him deny himself, take up his cross.
你要舍己，并且背起你的十字架。
And the Lord continues, and at the end of that dialogue, he says, some who are here, in this place, they will not see, taste death until they see the kingdom of God coming with power.
并且在那个对话最后的时候呢，主在这边说，有人在还未尝死味之先呢，就要看见神的儿子，人子在神的国中。
What does he mean?
这个里面所讲的是什么呢？
Well, you just continue to read into chapter 17, and he takes three of those disciples, some of them, and he takes into a high mountain, and the Lord Jesus is transfigured before their eyes.
如果你继续读第十七章的时候呢，你就看见主在这边带了三个门徒，不是所有的门徒，而是其中三位，他们就到了高山上，主就在他们面前变化了形象。
The kingdom of God coming in power.
这边看见神的国就在荣耀，在能力中降临。
So I'm just trying to make a point. Please keep in mind that all these events, they belong together in a single block.
在我试着借着这些的交通要讲到一个点，就是在所有这些发生的事件里面所带出来的乃是一个题目，一个点。
As we said yesterday, what we are considering is not perhaps one of those major themes that we can see at face value in that wonderful passage.
就好像我们昨天所讲的，在这些的事件上面，我们这个奇妙的事件里面，我们不能单看看这个表面的现象。
But we are trying to explore by the grace of the Lord something that we see almost incidentally in this passage.
而我们盼望能够靠着神的恩典，能够在这个点上面看到一些好像是突发的事件。
Which is the matter of sonship.
而这个事件呢，就是关乎到儿子的名分。
We said that is related to our Lord Jesus.
我们讲到说这一个儿子的名分是和我们的主耶稣基督有关。
We see that clearly in the Mount of Transfiguration.
在这个变化山上，我们就很清楚地看到这个点。
As our Lord Jesus, as the second man, he grew and grew and developed before the Lord. In that mountain, it represents like the apex, the top of his development as the perfect man.
我们的主他是第二个人，他不断地在做人里面，他继续的成长，不断地发展，一直等到在变化山上的时候，这乃是他发展到的一个高峰。
And the Father gives his testimony about the Son. This is my beloved Son.
这个父就在那个时候为他的儿子做见证，说这是我的爱子。
Sonship.
这是儿子的名分。
Somehow related to the Lord Jesus.
这一个儿子的名分是和主耶稣基督相关的。
And yet, as we saw in Matthew chapter 13, it is something that also relates to us.
而就在马太福音第十三章里面看见，这一个儿子的名分也与你我有关。
At the end of the parable of the tares, the Lord says, And then, at the end of the age, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
就在这个麦子和稗子比喻最后，主这边讲说，那时义人在他的父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
Exactly the same thing that happened to our Lord himself on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was transfigured and his face shone like the sun.
就正如同我们主耶稣基督在变化山上所经历的，他的形象改变，并且脸发光如同日头。
But in Matthew 13, it relates to us.
而在马太福音第十三章里面所讲的乃是关乎到你我。
And that is sonship. It has to do with you and me.
这乃是讲到儿子的名分是与你我有关。
In Romans 8, we read something that is almost unbelievable.
在罗马书第八章我们读到一些好像实在是让人难以置信的事情。
The Father has predestined all the redeemed to become like his Son.
因为神已经在一边预先拣选使那些蒙召的人要和他的要磨成他儿子的形。
Not only little children,
不仅仅是成为一个小孩子。
Redeemed, justified, but still little children. No, he has more in view.
不仅仅是救赎，不仅仅是称义，而仍然是做一个小孩，不是的，但比这个更多一些。
He has predestined us to become like his son.
他已经预定我们要成为像他儿子的模样。
Sonship.
这是儿子的名分。
And this has something to do obviously with maturity.
这当然和我们在他跟前的成熟度有关。
And we saw yesterday how this matter can be put very simply.
我们昨天看见的这一件事情可以很简单的这么说。
Sonship simply means that we are being conformed to the image of the Son, our Lord Jesus.
儿子的名分简单的来说就是我们被磨成那一个儿子的模样。
So in Romans 8:29, which we just read, it says that God predestined us to become like the image of his son so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
就好像在罗马书第八章二十九节那边讲到说，神先是预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多 弟兄中做长子。
Well, this morning we would like to take a step further by the grace of the Lord.
今天早上靠着主的恩典，我们要再往前走一步。
What exactly does it mean to become like him?
被像他到底是什么意思？
What is to be conformed to his image?
被磨成他儿子的形象是什么意思？
What is the preeminent mark of sonship or being like the Lord Jesus?
是什么是那一个儿子名分的那个印记？什么是真实的像他的儿子？
Of course, I realize that somehow I'm being a little ambitious in touching of any of these things.
有的时候当然当我在摸到这些事物的时候，我觉得我有一点也心有点过大。
Because it's something so vast.
因为这一件事情实在是太大了。
We need the whole of the Word of God to answer such questions.
我们需要集中所有神的话语来回答这个问题。
And of course, here we are with three sessions, right? And me being ambitious. Forgive me for that.
当然我们就只有三堂的信息，而我这边这个心太大了，所以请原谅我。
But we trust that the Lord can take a time like this and in a simple way lead us, even if it's to the borders of this deep ocean of this matter that has to do with his eternal will.
可是我们盼望靠主的恩典，虽然我们就来到这件事情，就好像来到这个海的边缘一样，来对这一件这么大的事情有一点点的认识。
So we want to look to some of the scriptures that we read this morning and explore that. What is the preeminent mark of sonship?
所以今天早上我们盼望我们就着刚才所读过的经文能够看到这一个儿子名分所彰显出来、凸显出来的一些的印记。
We want to start again from our main passage, which is Matthew 16.
我们要再回到我们这个特会的主要的经文，就是马太福音第16章。
I just want to point something that I'm sure that most of you are very familiar with, and yet extremely applicable when we are considering sonship in our passage.
在这里我要指出一些我们大家非常熟悉的事件，可是在那个其中呢，却是指着这个关乎到儿子的名分。
We know that when Peter declares,that the Lord, who the Lord Jesus is, the very first thing he says is, you are the Christ.
当彼得回答说在这边宣告主是谁的时候，他第一件事说你是基督。
And I just want to explore that word in its more literal sense.
所以就关乎到这个字基督，我要就着这个字面上来多点的思想。
As I just mentioned when we were reading Matthew chapter 1,That word Christ simply means the anointed one. It's a Greek word.
在我们刚刚读到马太福音第一章第一节的时候，我们讲到说这个字在原就是讲到这个按照原文希腊文的意思就是受膏者的意思。
It's the same word as Messiah, but Messiah is the Hebrew form.
这个意思，这个是和弥赛亚是同样一个意思，不过弥赛亚是希伯来文。
Which also means the anointed.
这个弥赛亚的意思也就是受膏者的意思。
And my point is this, brothers and sisters, when the Father is revealing the Son to Peter, Peter understood by the Holy Spirit that what the great characteristic of this man is that he is the man of the Holy Spirit, the anointed one, the Christ.
当父将他的子启示给彼得的时候，彼得靠着圣灵能够明白这一位乃是一个受圣灵，是圣灵管制的人，是一个受膏者。
This is our Lord and Savior.
这是我们的主，我们的救主。
The anointed one.
这是那一位受膏者。
Now very interestingly, when the Lord Jesus answers to that, he says, I also tell you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
而当主回应彼得所说的话的时候，他对彼得说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
So actually we have almost like a play of words there.
在这个时候呢，我们好像在那边有一点这个玩文字游戏。
Because the name Peter in Greek simply means a little stone, almost like a pebble.
这个彼得在希腊文原文的意思呢，就是一块小石头。
But then our Lord Jesus says, you are Peter, or let's put it in English, you are a stone, but upon this rock of his own person, I will build my church.
那如果我们把它用现在的话来说或者英文来说的话，就说你是彼得，你是一个小石头，而这个教会呢要建在我这个磐石上。
It is almost as if the Lord is saying, Peter, you have my sin nature now because of the life of God being given to you. You are a stone, the same nature. It's different dimensions, so to put it, but the same nature. I am the rock, but you are a stone.
那主对彼得说，彼得你是这个小石头，因着你已经得着神的生命的时候呢，在这个时候你成为小石头，已经和我这个磐石有了相同的性情。当然这个所包括的范围是完全不一样，不过这个性质是相同的。
Or let us put it this way. Peter is constituted spiritually in that moment with the same nature as Christ.
让我们这么来说，彼得在那个时候他就得着了一个性质的组成，得着了一个相同生命性质，与基督相同生命的性质。
What characterizes the Lord Jesus will characterize Peter. Same nature.
在那个生命的性质里面，怎么样来描述基督生命的特性，在彼得里面也有相同的特性。
And brothers and sisters, my whole point here is that this whole passage begins with the statement, you are the Christ. You are the man full of the Spirit, the anointed one.
在这边所要讲的这个点乃是主的，讲到我们的主，你乃是基督，你乃在你里面是充满了圣灵，你是那位被受膏的。
Our Lord Jesus, as the second man, as the Son of Man, He's supremely characterized as the man of the Spirit.
在我们的主，他是神的儿子，是第二个人，而在那个时候呢，他就是描述了什么叫做属圣灵的人。
Now we are saying that this matter of sonship, simply put, means that we become or we are conformed to the image of the Son.
当我们讲到说关乎到这儿子名分的事的时候，简单的说就是我们被磨成神儿子的。
You look like him.
你看起来就像他。
In its most essential, the most essential element of that likeness has to do with that spiritual nature. He's the Christ, and somehow the Holy Spirit has to have His way in our lives.
这一个最主要的要素乃是在属灵的里面，我们能够和基督相同，而圣灵在我们当中能够得着他的出路。
So I feel that to understand that, we need to look at the one that we are considering, the Christ.
让我们要我们能够得着一些更多的领会，我们要看看使我那一位真实的受膏者就是基督自己。
I was reading recently something from Brother Sparks.
最近我读了斯百克弟兄的一些的讲论。
And he said something deep and wonderful as usual.
他说了一些非常既深奥又奇妙的话语。
He somehow suggested that the method of the Lord to transform us or to educate us in his school, first he will show us the object.And then he will conform us to that object.
这个他讲到说，在基督在他的学校里面要做那一个变化并且教育工作的时候呢，他先要把那个目标摆在我们前面，然后把我们变化进入成为那个目标。
Of course, the object here is a person.
当然，这边这个目标呢乃是一位。
He will reveal a person to us, show us.And then he will conform us to that image.
他先要把那一位启示在我们的里面，然后之后把我们变化使我们能够像他。
Because of that, I feel encouraged to look together to that wonderful object, to the one the Lord is conforming us, even our Lord Jesus.
所以我们何等样的蒙福能够一同聚在一起，能够来注视那一位，使得那一位也就是我们将要变化成为的样子。
We want to take a look a little further into this matter of him being the anointed. What does that mean?
那我们就在他是那位受膏者这个点上面，我们再往前看看一下，这是什么意思呢？
Well, we just read the testimony of John the Baptist in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面，我们刚刚读到施洗约翰为主所做的见证。
Most likely, this testimony is something that happened shortly after the baptism of the Lord Jesus.
我想这很可能这一个见证是在我们主受浸之后施洗约翰所说的。
Because here John is making a reference to what happened on the Jordan River when the Lord Jesus was baptized.
因为施洗约翰那边所指的乃是在约旦河所发生的事。
Listen again to what John says. I have, John 1 verse 32, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him.
在约翰福音一章三十二节，约翰这么说：我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
Brothers and sisters, this is the anointed one, the Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这一位就是那位受膏者，就是基督。
And something absolutely unique in history is happening in that day.
在历史上面非常独特的一件事情就在那一天发生了。
I'm not referring to the Holy Spirit coming upon a human being per se.
我所说的并不是圣灵降在人身上。
We know from the Old Testament that happened several times, right?
我们知道在旧约里面这发生了许多次。
You look to the book of Judges, you find the Holy Spirit coming upon a judge, empowering him.Or upon a Samuel, or upon even a Saul, upon David. It happened several times in the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约里面，这个，比如说在士师记里面，当神的灵降在这些士师身上的时候，就是他们得着能力，比如说在参孙，或者是在甚至在扫罗身上。
But what is unique that is happening with our Lord Jesus is that the Holy Spirit is coming upon him and remaining upon him.
而在主耶稣基督身上独特的事情就是圣灵降下不仅是降在他身上并且住在他的身上。
Every time in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come and then he will withdraw. It's almost as if there is something in the nature of the person, even the best of them, that would not allow the Holy Spirit to remain, to make his dwelling place in that person.
在旧约里面我们看见圣灵每一次降下之后呢他之后又离开了因为好像看见在这个人的 身上的光景不论是他有多好都不适合成为圣灵的居所。
Oh, but with our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and remains upon him.
可是在我们主耶稣基督的身上圣灵来了不仅来了降在他身上并且住在他的身上。
There is a nature completely, absolutely compatible.With the Holy Spirit. Nothing that would hinder the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can dwell upon him.
因为在基督的生命里面他的性情是完全与圣灵相合的在这里面没有任何对圣灵的拦阻使得圣灵能够住在他的身上。
And now comes the amazing part.
那我们就看到这个奇妙的点。
In the testimony.
在这个见证里。
John the Baptist, he continues, after he says that the Spirit remained, he says in verse 33, I did not recognize him.But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Holy Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
在33节施洗约翰继续说我先前不认识他只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上谁就用圣灵施洗的。
It is amazing to me that when John the Baptist,had to summarize the whole ministry, the whole mission of this anointed one. He uses that expression. He is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
对我来讲这是非常的讶异。施洗约翰就在那边把这一位父所差来他整个服事做了一个总结他就是说他乃是用圣灵施洗的。
Now, I'm extremely aware that there is Hardly something more controversial in Christian circles than the interpretation of what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在基督徒的这个圈圈里面呢关乎到圣灵的浸这个点呢有很多不同的讲论。
It is not my intention by any means to go into any particular interpretation, so you can rest assured about that. No adding to the confusion.
所以弟兄姊妹们可以放心我没有任何的意图想要在这一个所有的这些的讲论里面再加一些其他的说明。
And yet, I would like to encourage us this morning to just look at these words, take aside any preconception that you may have, and just look it in the most literal sense of what is being said.
所以今天早晨我盼望弟兄姊妹能够把我们先有的一些的意念先撇在一边，我们就单单来看这个字，就从字面上来看它的意思。
As we all know, that word baptism is a Greek word that simply means to be plunged, to be immersed into something.
在这个受浸，这个受浸这个字呢，是在希腊原文的意思，就是很简单的，就你把一个东西浸在另外一个东西的里面。
And here John the Baptist is saying that this anointed one, upon whom the Spirit came and remained upon, he was going to plunge us, to immerse us, to introduce us in a realm, the realm of the Holy Spirit.
这个施洗约翰这边就很直接很简单的说，那一位受膏者，这就是那个圣灵来并降在他身上，住在他身上的那一位，他要把我们投在，并且把我们浸在，让我们能够进圣灵里，使我们能够进到圣灵的世界当中。
Regardless of what interpretation you may have about it, one thing is for sure. Our Lord Jesus, as the Christ, He came with that mission to introduce us into a realm that is not ours by nature, by any means. And yet, this is His mission, to bring us into the realm of the Holy Spirit.
在不论你对这个点上面有什么样子不同的解释，不过我们看见圣耶稣基督来，他就是要把我们带到一个我们从来没有进去过的境界，就是圣灵的境界里。
I also tell you that you're Peter, and upon this rock, you see the similarity there in nature. A rock and is the same basic nature, so to speak.
这个主继续对彼得说：“你是彼得。”你是那一块石头，那我是这个磐石，你看见这边彼此的对照吗？这个石头跟磐石它也是相同性质的。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's understand something. Our Lord is not saying, Peter, you are by nature a stone. Not at all.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要看见主在这边说，并不是对彼得说，你就按着你的天性，彼得，你就是一个石头，不是这样的。
Do you realize what we are by nature, all of us in Adam?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道就着在亚当里，就着我们的天性，我们像什么吗
？In Adam, our portion is you are dust, and to dust you will return.
在亚当里面，我们是出于尘土，要归回尘土，我们是尘土。
But the grace of the Lord, when He is revealed to us, to any believer, and that is our salvation essentially. When He is revealed, the Christ from dust to stones.
弟兄姊妹们，这实际上就是我们的救恩。当在主在基督里面向我们显明的时候，我们是从尘土变成了石头。
As if the Lord is saying, Peter, you are becoming a stone. This is my grace. It's my salvation. And it's my nature, because He is, our Lord Jesus is the rock.
弟兄姊妹们，当主对彼得说，你现在成为一块石头，这乃是救恩，这乃是恩典。从此你就和我有相同的性情。
But our whole point here is that our Lord Jesus, in that passage, He's supremely the Christ. You are the Christ, is the beginning of the whole thing.
可是在这一段的经文里，我们看见最主要的点乃是耶稣是基督，这个是一切事物的开端。
And as such, He's introducing Peter into a realm that is not Peter's by nature, is not yours, is not mine. And yet by His grace, He has given us of His Spirit.
就在那个时候呢，他带彼得进入到一个境界，他彼得从来没有进去过的，这乃是靠着他的恩典，那主也现在把我们要带到进入那个境界当中。
Have you considered for a second how everything in the human life of our Lord Jesus relates to the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有曾经思想过主耶稣基督在生活里面的每一件事情都与圣灵有关？
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他乃是借着圣灵受孕。
He was anointed for ministry by the Holy Spirit.
他乃是圣灵膏他，使他能够进入到执事里。
Perhaps we should read that verse, and I'll give you just one verse which is in the book of Luke.At the very beginning, it's actually the very first thing on his ministry recorded by Luke after the temptation.
这个我要给弟兄姊妹们一段的经文，那是在路加福音。这个经文呢，实在是就在他在旷野里面受试探之后的。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
And you remember the context here when our Lord Jesus went to the synagogue in Nazareth and he was offered the role he read from Isaiah, this quotation.
我们知道这一段经文里面记载的背景，当主耶稣基督进到会堂的时候，他这边被给了书卷，他就从以赛亚书里面读一段经文。
Luke 4:18.
路加福音4:16节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
路加福音4:18节, 主的灵在我身上, 因他用膏膏我, 叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
That is his ministry, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Everything in that ministry done by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是他的职事, 他乃是被圣灵所膏, 他所做的每一件事情都是在圣灵的膏抹之下。
Since we are in Luke 4, read verse 1 with me. This is when the Lord Jesus was about to be tempted by the enemy.
这个既然我们是在这一段的经文里面，让我们再读第一节，这乃是主耶稣基督要被带到旷野里面受试探。
How this whole thing came about? How did it happen?
这件事情是怎么样发生的？
Who originated the whole thing?
这谁在那边做这件事情的起手？
Luke 4:1, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit.
4:1节，耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野。
Our Lord Jesus offered himself as the perfect sacrifice by the Holy Spirit.
我们的主耶稣基督将自己当作完全的祭，借着圣灵献上。
Hebrews 9:14, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God?
在希伯来书9:14节里面讲到说，
And I'm sorry, brother.
No, that's right. 9:14节里面讲到说， 何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵地献给神。
Our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit.
我们的主乃是靠着圣灵从死里复活。
Romans 8:11, I'm not reading it.
罗马书第8章第11节。
Are you following? Conceived by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, anointed for ministry by the Holy Spirit. He offered himself by the Holy Spirit. He was raised by the Holy Spirit.
我们看见我们的主乃是在圣灵里面受膏进入服事，并且他是借着圣灵将自己献上，并且借着圣灵他从死里复活。
Everything in the life of our Lord Jesus relates in one way or another to the Holy Spirit.
在我们主耶稣基督的生活里面，不论是哪方面，他都是与圣灵相关。
You are the Christ.
你是基督。
Now, brothers and sisters, it is to that image, the image of that anointed man, that we are being conformed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们乃是就着那一位，这就是那一个受膏者的形象，我们现在被变化，要进入这个时机。
If the Holy Spirit characterizes the whole life of our Lord Jesus, can it be any different from you and from me if we are indeed in the school of sonship?
如果圣灵在这边描述主耶稣基督一生的各方各面的特性的话，对我们而言，我们既然在基督的学校里，难道我们有差别吗？
Actually, seems amazing to me that somehow this matter seems to sum up almost, I hope this is not too much for you, but it's almost like the whole New Testament is headed by that idea.
这个对我来讲是非常讶异的，我希望这边所讲的并不是对弟兄姊妹来讲的太多，太深，因为好像这边看见的这个新约里面所有的事物好像都终极在这个点上。
Of course, I'm referring to the very first verse of the whole New Testament.
当然我这边所讲的乃是马太福音第1章第1节里面所提到的。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
这边所讲到的乃是耶稣基督的家谱。
Now, I hope that expression rings a bell for you. The book of the genealogy.
我盼望这边所讲到这一个家谱这件事情在我们里面能够有一些的回应。Because
it occurs another time in scripture.
因为在其他的经文里面也出现这个字。Do
you remember?
弟兄姊妹们记得吗?
It's actually Genesis chapter 5.
这乃是在 创世纪第五章。
And there you read, we didn't read it, but let me read it for you. In verse 3 in Genesis, you read this.
在创世纪第五章。
Actually, this is Genesis chapter 5, verse 1.
在创世纪第五章第一节。
I have verse 3 here in my notes, but let me read verse 1 for you. This is the book of the generations of Adam.
这边说创世纪五章一节亚当的后代记在下面。
This is unfortunate that the translation I'm using obscures the parallel between the two passages because it's exactly the same.
这个我刚才用的这一个翻译呢好像没有把完全的意思表达出来，实际上这一句话是对照刚才所读到的那个家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Adam in Genesis and the opening of the whole New Testament, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
这边创世纪五章一节里面讲到的乃是亚当的家谱，然后在新约里面马太福音第一章第一节里面所讲到的乃是耶稣基督的家谱。
Now in Genesis, when you continue to read, in verse 3 we have this, when Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness.
我们继续读创世纪第五章，读到第三节的时候，这边讲到说，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似。
Of course, this happens after the fall.
当然，我们知道这件事情乃是在人堕落之后发生的。
It's wonderful that Adam had been made in the image of God.
这实在是非常的奇妙，因为是亚当乃是按着神的形象被造的。
And when God made him, he made him with three main parts, just as the Godhead, there are three persons. We were originally constituted with three main parts, a spirit, a soul, and a body.
当亚当被造的时候，他在他的里面呢是有三个部分，就如同在神格里面有三位一样，当亚当被造的时候，他有一个灵，有一个魂，有一个体。
And yet the tragedy is that on the fall of man, we all know,that his spirit died.
可是这个悲剧就是在当人堕落之后呢，他的灵就死了。
That which gives him the capacity for God, the capacity for a living relationship with God is gone, is dead.
这一个灵是给人一个度量与能够和神有一个活的关系的一个度量，如今就死了。
And when he has his own children now, they're born in his own image, in the image of a fallen being.In exactly the same spiritual state, they have a body, they have a soul, and they have a dead spirit.
这边讲到亚当他就有他自己的儿子，而这个亚当的这个儿子呢，就有相同的样式，就是和他一样，就是有一个魂，有一个体，可是有一个死的灵。
But thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, because when we come to the New Testament, we have again, and this is the only two places in the Bible that you have the book of the genealogy, Adam.And the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
而感谢主，我们来到马太福音第一章第一节，这边讲到的家谱。而我们刚才提到的两段经文，一个是在创世纪，一个是在马太福音，这是唯一在圣经里面提到这个家谱这件事情。
When Adam had his children, his descendants, they were born in his image.
当亚当有他自己后裔的时候，他的后裔是有他的形象跟样式。
And that means they had.Souls, mental capacity, emotional capacity, psychological capacity. They had a body, they had no spirit.
可是这里面所讲到，他们有他们的魂，他们有他们的心思，他们有他们的情感，他们有他们的心理的状态，他们有一个身体，可是他们没有灵。
That's how we are born. That's what we are by nature.
这就是我们出生的光景，这就是我们的天然的景况。
Heavens is a closed realm to all of us by nature.
这个天向着我们，对我们所有的人是封闭的。
And when our Lord Jesus comes, He comes with a new book of genealogy of Jesus Christ.
而当我们的主来的时候，他在那边就带了一个新的书，这乃是一个新的家谱。
Now it seems that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it seems that almost Paul is making a comment about these things.
在哥林多前书第15章，保罗在那边特别对这些事情有一些的解说。
Did you realize the contrast that he's painting in those verses that we read? I'm talking 1 Corinthians 15, starting from verse 45.
在哥林多前书第十五章从四十五节开始，我们看见保罗在这边讲到这些事件的时候，他有一个彼此的对照。
He will draw that contrast between those two books of genealogy, if you will.
如果我们从刚才所读的两个家谱来看的话，我们可以看见这个彼此之间的一个对比。
And he says the first man, Adam, became a living soul.
他讲到说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。
That was the main characteristic of Adam.
这乃是亚当的特性。
And unfortunately, that was eventually the choice that he made when he ate of that fruit.
可是非常可惜的是，因为他做了一个选择，要从那个树上吃果子。
You remember how in the garden you have two special trees among all the other trees. All the trees for the body and then two special trees.
我们记得在伊甸园里面，在里面所有的果树里面有两个特别的树。
And those two trees,They stand for a choice. It's a test that the Lord is some probation that He's given to humanity.
在那个两棵树的跟前所表明的乃是一个选择，乃是神在那边给亚当一个做拣选的机会。
One tree is a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
一个是分别是善恶树的果子。
Of course, knowledge in the Bible, your mental capacity is always related to your soul. Is one of the faculties of our soul.
当然我们知道这一个分知识树的果子，这个知识呢是和我们魂里面的那个功能有关。
But the tree of life is something that relates to the spirit of man.
可是生命树里面所讲到的乃是关乎到我们灵。
God said, you shall not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
主说，神说你不要从那个知识善恶树的果子上面吃。
But there is absolutely no restriction on the tree of life.
而在那个时候呢，对着从要吃生命树果子的生命树果子的这件事情上面没有任何的禁止。
It's almost implied that God wanted man to take of that tree of life. That would be the choice for his spirit and to live in fellowship, in a living relationship with his creator.
就好像仿佛是神在一边鼓励人要从那个生命树的果子上面吃果子使得人能够进入到与神那一个活的交通的里面。
And unfortunately, Adam chose the wrong tree.
可是非常不幸的亚当在一边选了错的树。
He chose the tree that would feed his soul life. And that means to live by his soul independently from God.
他在那边拣选了吃那个树的果子，使得来滋养他的魂生命，使得他过着一个与神独立隔绝的生活。
The soul became the prominent characteristic of Adam.
这个魂就成为亚当里面最显著的一个特性。
The first man Adam was made a living soul.
第一个人亚当就成了有灵的活人。
How about the last Adam, which is the title that Paul uses here for the Lord Jesus? The last Adam, and later he says the second man.
这个保罗在这边讲到主耶稣基督，他这边讲到说是末后的亚当，他在另外其他地方讲到他乃是第二个人。
The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
他讲到说末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
Do you see the contrast?
你看见这两个彼此的对比吗？
If what characterizes Adam and his life is soul life, independent from the Lord, what characterizes the Lord Jesus is spirit, a life-giving spirit.
在这边讲到亚当的生命乃是讲到那一个魂的生命是与神独立与神的，可是讲到主耶稣基督的生命乃是灵的生命，乃是讲到给人灵的生命。
You are the Christ.
这边你是基督。
You are the anointed one.
你是那一位受膏者。
You are the one who belongs to that realm of the spirit that does not belong to us. That's what Peter is saying in effect.
这边彼得这边讲到说你是基督，你乃是属于那个属灵警戒的，你不属于在我们的警戒范围当中。
Now it's even more amazing when Paul continues to develop these verses in 1 Corinthians 15.What is the conclusion that he makes after making the contrast between the living soul Adam and the life-giving spirit, the Lord Jesus?
当保罗继续在哥林多前书第十五章继续思想往前述说的时候，他这边在这个对比 这个讲到亚当是叫有灵的有灵的活人，讲到基督是叫人活的灵的时候，他最后的结论是什么？
In verse 49, he says, "Just as he as we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly."
49节他说，我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
Do you see here an echo to Genesis chapter 5?
弟兄姊妹们，你又看见在创世纪第五章里面。
Just as we were according to the image of Adam, according to his likeness, souls independent from God.
就好像在里面所记载的，我们乃有亚当的形象跟样式，我们乃是属魂的，我们乃是与神独立的。
Then he says, we will also now bear Now as regenerated, redeemed, saved, we are supposed to bear the image of the heavenly.
那对我们现在而言，我们已经重生了，我们已经得救了，那我们就要是变化，能够成为属天的。
As if Paul is saying, before what characterized our life is the same that characterized Adam. We were souls, independent from the Lord.
在保罗这边所讲的是，之前我们的生命所有的特性，就如同亚当的特性一样，我们乃是属魂的，与神是独立的。
But now, what ought to characterize your life as a redeemed believer in the Lord, as a new creation in Christ, is the image, the resemblance with the one who is a living spirit, the Lord Jesus.
而现在我们是既然是被救赎的，我们是得救的，那我们在生活里面所有的特性呢，乃是应该和那一位，就是那一位是给叫人活的灵的那一位的特性是相同的。
So I feel that I need to stop for a while and just put some things together because I know that there are many, many threads of thought going on in parallel and I hope this is not too much.
我想在这个地方呢，我就稍微停一下。我知道这边有许许多多不同的方向的思想往前，我们需要稍微暂停一下。
What we are essentially getting at is that this matter of sonship has to do with becoming like the Lord Jesus.
我们所要摸到的这个点呢，乃是关乎到儿子的名分，是要让我们能够像耶稣基督。
But if what characterizes the Lord Jesus is supremely that he is the man of the Spirit, we should be conformed to that image and become men of the Spirit, just as our Lord and Savior.
而在我们主耶稣基督身上的一个特性，就是他乃是属圣灵的人。而对我们来讲，要磨成他儿子形象，磨成基督的模样的时候呢，我们也要成为属圣灵的人。
Or as we born the image of the earthy, now we should born the image of the heavenly.
我们原本是属土的，现在呢属土的形象，现在我们要有那属天的形象。
And to put it very simply, there is an expression in the New Testament, which is,Walk by the Spirit. That is the image of the heavenly.
在这个属天形象的一个描述，在新约里面所讲到的乃是靠着圣灵而行。
Brothers and sisters, why is this so essential?
为什么这是如此机要？
We know that sonship has to do with growth.
因为我们知道儿子的名分是关乎到成长。
And do you realize that the very coming of the Lord Jesus depends in some way of that critical mass of saints becoming mature and ready for Him?
你知道当主耶稣基督要再来的时候，是完全关乎到有一般的弟兄姊妹愿意在他的跟前成长。
Think for a second on an analogy. Think if you're a farmer.
我们用一个比喻来再有点的思想。
And you're growing, I don't know, wheat in your field.
如果你是一个农夫，你在你的草场上，你在一边种麦子。
Let me ask you, when are you going to have your harvest?
我问你，那你在什么时候会有收成呢？
Do you think that is something that is kind of an automatic thing? Okay, I cast the seed in March, July 15th. No matter what, I'm passing my tractors there and having my harvest.
也许我们会这么想，难道是真的就是我在三月份的撒种，那我们就想到在七月多的时候呢，我就能够开着我的拖拉车去那边收成吗？
No farmer will ever do that.
那没有一个农夫
I hope.
没有一个农夫会这么做的，我相信没有一个。
For you to have your harvest, it depends on that plantation to become mature.
要让 对你来讲成为要有能够有收获的话呢，你在所种的你要让它能够成熟。
And likewise, for our Lord Jesus to come back, He's looking for, so to speak, for a critical mass among the believers that bear the mark of sonship, that are mature in Him.
在要让我们的主能够回来，他在他的儿女们当中要看到有一般人，他们在身上有那个儿子名分的印记，能够成熟在他的跟前。
Now it is quite instructive when we consider that at the end of the age, the Bible speaks of Antichrist appearing.
这个非常明显的在圣经里面讲到说，在这个末后的时候有那个敌基督的出现。
Of course, there is a literal person that one day will appear who is completely opposed to any idea of God, Antichrist.
这个敌基督是一个人，他最后会出现，他在那边要反对凡相关乎神的意念。
But as we know from the first epistle of the Apostle John, the Antichrist is also a spirit, and he says that spirit is already here, and he's talking about the first century.
在约翰一书里面讲到说这个敌基督也是有敌基督的灵，敌基督的灵已经在这里，从第一世纪开始就已经在了。
And again, I want to look at that title, Antichrist, in the most literal sense. Simply means anti-anointed, anti anything that is spiritual.
那如果我们看这个敌基督，这个如果我们单单看这个字面上的意思的话，它里面就讲说是反对。基督，基督是讲到受膏，所以就是反对一切关乎这个圣灵属灵的。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that the spirit that has increasingly characterized society around us?
弟兄姊妹们，这是不是在如今我们在这一个现在所处的社会里面，更多有这样子的灵的情况？
I think those that are kind of old enough and have been in the Lord for some time,Probably you can compare how it was a couple of decades ago. It seems that the intensity of opposition and the general atmosphere has only increased exponentially when it comes to this spirit of anti anything that is spiritual.
如果弟兄姊妹们是稍微有点年纪，在主里面有些年日的话，我们对照几十年前，我们看见在这一段的期间，这一个抵挡一切属灵事物的这个灵的强度呢，不断的更是超乎比例的增加。
Now don't get me wrong, the world was always the world, of course.
请不要误会，这个世界就是世界。
But it seems that even in the world, the degree of opposition against anything that is spiritual has only increased exponentially.
这个可是就在这个世界里面呢，那一个反对属灵事物的这一个强度呢，是持续超乎比例的增加。
And at the end of the age, a man that is the very personification of this spirit, anti-spiritual, anti-Christ, anti-anointed, is anti the Lord Jesus himself, but is more than that, is anti any idea of God that is going to only increase in this age that we are living.
在最后这一个反对，不仅是反对基督，反对任何所有关乎神的这些意念的这个灵呢，会更多的能够变得更多的普遍。
I hope this does not surprise us.
我盼望这对我们来讲不是一个让我们觉得讶异的事。
If the Lord is looking for sonship, for sons that resemble the Lord Jesus, that resemble the man of the Spirit, of course,The opposition to that very factor can only increase. We are to expect it.
如果主在这边寻找一般是有愿意进入儿子名分的人，愿意能够得着在他跟前成长的，而这个抵挡的势力呢，只会更多的加增。
But I hope the Lord somehow may impress our hearts about how crucial this whole matter is.
可是盼望主能够在我们的心上能够深深的打印，让我们看见这件事情是何等样的重要。
As we born the image of the earthy, now we are to born the image of the heavenly.
我们以前所带着身上所有的乃是属土的形象，现在我们所带在身上的乃是属天的形象。
Become conformed to the image of the one who is a living, a giving spirit.
让我们能够被变化，能够成为那一位给人叫人活灵的那个形象。
I would like to close our time together, considering very briefly a couple of marks characteristic of this life in the Spirit.
在我结束今天早上信息之前，我要很简单的讲到这一个属圣灵人的身上的一些的印记，它的特性。
I hope this does not become something abstract that we kind of, you know, we all know what it means, but we never know how it applies on our daily life, because that is not the case. It is something extremely practical.
我盼望这些事情并不是抽象的，好像我们只知道却不懂得如何在生活中运用，因为这些事情实际上是非常实际的。
And of course, we could go for a whole year considering the marks, the characteristics of a life led by the Spirit,But we have to concentrate it in one or in a couple of points. And I just want to suggest something as to have your feet wet, if you will, on the matter.
如果我们要讲这个点的话呢，恐怕我们可以用一年的时间。可是我现在只是盼望就是讲几个点，让我们能够知道，让我们的脚呢能够跨进门。
What is the first mark of sonship?
这个儿子名分的第一个印记。
Or,Being conformed to the one who is the Christ, the spiritual man.
让我们能够被变化成为像基督的形象那一个属灵的人。
We already mentioned this yesterday. I just want to add a couple of thoughts to that. Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
我们昨天晚上已经提到了罗马书第八章第十四节，不过我这边要再加一点的其他的一些的意念。
For all who are being led by the Holy Spirit, or by the Spirit of God, these...are the sons of God.
14节，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Those led by the Spirit of God, these are the mature sons of God. That is the meaning.
那些被神的灵所引导的，这就是那些成熟的。
Now, it's very interesting that the word being led, the verb that we have in that verse, is exactly the same verb in Greek for Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
在这边讲到说被神的灵所引导这一个动词呢，是同样的字在希伯来书第二章第十节里面用到。
Actually, it's quite unfortunate that in English translations, usually you have two different translations. In Hebrews 2, you read that he's bringing many sons to glory. And in Romans 8, we read that we are being led. It's the same word, bringing and led.
所以可是在这个英文的翻译或者在中文的翻译里面是用不同的词，在中文虽然说在原文里面是同样一个字，在希伯来书里面讲说是领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，在罗马书第八章是讲到说是引导。
Actually, in Portuguese is the same. I believe in Chinese is the same word. Not that I understand it, but I think I look it up and you correct me if I'm wrong.
好像在那个葡萄牙话里面葡萄牙语的翻译版里面这两个字是同一个字，好像在中文里面也是相同的意思。
No, I strongly prefer, I think it really applies that he's leading many sons to glory as opposed to just bringing many sons to glory.
我这边非常心中所倾向的乃是他是引导我们进入荣耀，而不是只是仅仅把我们带进荣耀里。
Bringing is very passive and that is not the idea there.
这个带进去呢比较消极，那不是这边所要表达的意念。
Our Lord is not dragging many sons to glory. You get the picture?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个图画吗？我们的主不是拉扯着我们进入到荣耀里。
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, not dragged by Him, it requires our cooperationOur submission to the Holy Spirit. These are the sons of God.
这边讲到说乃是被神的灵引导的，这边是神带领我们进入到荣耀，他不是拖着拉着我们进入荣耀里，这需要我们与他的合作。
And that cooperation, you may call it the school of sonship. Are you registered in that school? Are you living in that school where you're being led and not dragged? Unto sonship.
这边讲到说这个引导 那这边合作里面所讲的乃是我们是在这个儿子名分的这个学校里面，我们与神配合，能够被引导进入啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们是被引导呢，我们还是被拖着进入荣耀
？Now isn't it wonderful that even the base verse that I'm using in this series from the Mount of Transfiguration, the same idea is there. When the Father puts His stamp of sonship on His Son, He says, "This is my beloved Son."
Sorry, brother.
在就像我们在这个特会的主题的信息里面，主题的经文里面讲到说，马太福音16章第16节，当父神在那边为着他的儿子盖上印记，他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Then the father says, I'm well pleasing him, and he adds something. Listen to him.
父继续说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，之后他说，你们要听他。
This is the way for our sonship. Do we listen?To the Lord Jesus.
这乃是就着我们而言的儿子的名分的问题是我们有没有听他
Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us?
我们是不是允许圣灵引导我们呢
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
那些被神的灵所引导的是神的儿子
That is the first mark of sonship that I would like to consider this morning.
这是这个神儿子名分的第一个印记，这是今天早上我们所要思想的。
A second one, brothers and sisters, this whole thing is a matter of the character of Christ being formed in us.
第二个乃是基督他的性格在我们里面成形。
When we think of being led by the Holy Spirit, I'm not sure what exactly is the picture that comes to your mind.
当我们讲到说我们被圣灵引导的时候，我不知道在你里面的图画是什么。
It's something that exceeds, that goes way beyond simply having a gift of the Holy Spirit or having the power of the Holy Spirit is more than that.
这边所有的图画应该是远远超过我们仅仅得着圣灵的恩赐或者是得着圣灵的能力。
The mark of sonship is that the Holy Spirit is going to produce in you and in me the very character of the Lord Jesus.
这个儿子名分的这个印记乃是在圣灵在你和我里面要将基督的性格成形。
We all know that when, what is fruit? Essentially is the sign of life coming to maturity. Then you have fruit on a tree. When that tree has matured.
什么是一个果子呢？这果子乃是这个生命成熟 所有的一个表征。当这一棵果树它的生命成熟了以后它就会结果子。
What is the mark of sonship?
这一个儿子名分的印记是什么
?But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, sorry, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
而这个儿子名分的印记呢就是圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Dear brothers and sisters, I cannot imagine something getting more practical than this.
弟兄姊妹们，我实在是没有办法想到比这个更实际的一些事情。
We have the most practical measuring rod, so to speak, to know whether sonship is being produced in our lives or not.
我们实在是在这边有一个非常实际一个衡量的标准，看见是不是这个儿子的名分在我们生命里面被做成。
Brothers and sisters, we are all gathered together in the presence of the Lord. And frankly speaking, it's like, to me, it's like heaven on earth when we are together in a retreat like this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是一同聚在主的同在中，对我而言就好像在地如在天，我们能够一同这样子的聚集。
But then it comes Monday, and I'm back to my very difficult place of business or whatever it may be.
可是之后呢，我们就被提醒我在这个特会之后我们要回到我们自己也许非常令人头痛的一些的事物的里面。
Is there love and joy and peace? Do you see how practical? It's almost like a test for us to know, is this being produced in me? Am I joyful in the Lord? Even if I am in a very difficult circumstance, is that joy there? Is that peace there? Is that love there? I'm sorry, brother.
可是就在我们回到我们自己这个让人觉得非常痛苦为难的环境里面我们是不是里面有爱有喜乐和平安呢 和平呢?
That is the fruit of the Spirit. That is the sign of life coming to maturity or sonship. Those things ought to be there.
这乃是圣灵所结的果子，这乃是生命里面自然的流露，这乃是这个儿子的名分。
No, don't get me wrong. It's not that you or I are to produce that. We will never be able to do it.
请不要误会，不是你和我能够制造这些东西出来。
Well, we know that some people seem to be, you know, by nature they have a more kind of easygoing temperament, and they look joyful by nature, right? But that's not what we're talking about.
我们知道有些人就着他们的天性他们是比较随和，有的人是天生就比较喜乐，可是这不是我们所讲的。
Because when even the most joyful natural person is put under the test and under unpleasant circumstance, we know how quick that goes out the window, don't we?
就算是有一个天生比较乐观的人，当他们被摆在一个测试的环境里面的时候，我们就发现这个天然的乐观喜乐就很快就被丢到窗户外面。
But if we are being conformed to the image of the Christ, of the one that is the heavenly spiritual man, that fruit is going to be produced not by yourself, but by the Spirit of God in you.
可是如果我们被变化、被磨成那一个属天的人，那这一个圣灵的果子呢，不是从你自己来的，可是就从里面能够自然的流露出来。
Can we continue a little bit in the test?
我们是不是能够再往前再看看这一个测试呢?
You realize that this test is something that relates to ourselves.
这一个测试是关乎到我们这一个己。
But there is also something that relates horizontally to our relationship with one another.
这个测试呢不仅是关乎到我们自己，也关乎到我们与人与人之间的关系。
Let me ask you, how do you deal with your brothers and sisters?
让我问你这个问题，你如何对待你的弟兄姊妹？
Oftentimes we deceive ourselves, I feel.
很多时候我们就欺瞒我们自己。
Because I love all the brothers.
我们说我爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
Except that one and that one. Oh no, those forget it.
除了这个，除了那个以外，我其他的都爱。
The real test, brothers and sisters, of love is not how you deal with those that you go along naturally.But how you deal with those that you cannot naturally, you never would go along in 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这边所看见的测试，不是你爱那一些你就着你天然性情能够爱的人，而是那一些你绝对不愿意去爱的人，而你愿意去爱他。
How do you deal with your brothers and sisters, with those that you do not get along naturally? Do you love them?Because of the life of the Lord in you, because of that fruit being produced in you, that is sonship.
这一个测试呢是在乎到那些你没有办法按照你天然你没有办法跟他相处的人，可是你因着你在里面的生命，因着你所结出的果子，而愿意去爱他。
Let me mention another mark, and I'm going to conclude with this.
我要再提到另外一个印记，之后我就要结束我的信息。
The Holy Spirit is producing sonship, aiming to a house.
这个圣灵在那边制造儿子的名分，他的目的乃是在乎一个神的家。
I hope we don't get the wrong idea here.
我盼望我们在这边不要有一个错误的领会。
This matter of sonship, of becoming mature and like the Lord Jesus, is not because the Lord wants a bunch of individuals up there that will be so wonderfulAnd we are going to look at them as individuals. No.
主在这边盼望能够让我们得着儿子的名分，让我们能够成熟。那主所要得着的并不是个别成熟的基督徒而已。
The aim of sonship in scriptures is always the house of God.
这一个成熟的基督徒，这一个儿子名分最终的目的乃是关乎到神的家。
We see that even in our base, in our main passage is right there.
就算在我们读到这一个特会最主要的经文里面也提到这个点。
I tell you, you are Peter, and upon this rock, the rock of his own person, I will build my church.
他说你是彼得，在这个磐石上我要建造我的教会。
Or when you look to Romans chapter 8 verse 29 that we've been repeating over and over.
在罗马书第八章二十九节我们不断地重复这一段的经文。
It reads that he also predestined us to become conformed to the image of his son so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. Do you see the house?
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。在这边说是许多的弟兄们中间，那这边你弟兄这边 有没有看到神的家呢？
It's never a purely individual matter.
弟兄姊妹说，从来不是我们单单我们个别的一个光景。
Sonship aiming a house.
这个儿子的名分最终的目的乃是关乎到神的家。
Isn't that obvious when you consider even the object to whom we are being conformed?
当我们思想到那个我们要被磨成那个形状那个对象这件事情的时候，
What characterized the life of the second man of our Lord and Savior.
在我们的主耶稣基督这个第二个人身上有什么样子的特性呢？
Didn't you know that I should be occupied with the business of my Father?
你难道不知道我当以我的父的事为念吗？
The house of the Father is his consuming passion.
这个父的家的事情是他里面这个极其热切盼望的。
Do you see the mark of sonship?
你看见这一个儿子名分的印记吗？
Is that your consuming concern, the interest of the father, his house?
你是不是也对着父和父的家有同样这样子的热切的盼望呢？
Whatever we look in the Bible,
每一次我们看圣经的时候，
whether it is Old Testament in type and shadow or New Testament in plain reality, you cannot escape it.
如果你看旧约只是看到一些的预表或者看到新约里面的实际的时候你都没有办法从这个点上面逃避。
The Holy Spirit is producing sonship, aiming a house, aiming a bride.
这个圣灵在那边要得着一个果子在那边做成神儿子的名分为着是要来得着神的家为了是来预备心腹。
You remember that lovely love story in the Old Testament of the servant of Abraham.Going all the way to Padan Aram to find a bride for Isaac.
我们记得在旧约里面那一个非常有名爱的故事，那个亚伯拉罕的仆人，他老远跑到米索波大米那边去为以撒找一个妻。
I'm not going to go into the story except to say one thing.
我不要进到这一个故事的细节里面，可是我要提一个点。
We know that that servant is just a type of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道那个老仆人乃是圣灵的预表。
And just as that servant, his only business and concern was to find a bride for his master, for Isaac, the son. That is what the Holy Spirit is doing even today, preparing a bride for the son.
这个圣灵在他里面只有一件事，他就是要为着他的主人的儿子以撒去找一个心腹，就好像圣灵如今在他的儿女们当中所做的事一样。
Now think about it.
想想这件事。
If that is the business, so to speak,of the Holy Spirit. Do you think that if we are being led by the Holy Spirit, we can afford to have any other concern but the bride?
如果这就是圣灵所要做的事的话，那如果我们被圣灵所引导的话，那我们也应该一同进入到这件事情的里面。
The mark of sonship, a bride for the Lord, is that your consuming passion?
这乃是讲到神儿，这个儿子名分的印记，这是不是在你里面那个热切的一个盼望。
When you come to the New Testament, that is even more plain.
当我们来到新约里面的时候，里面就讲得更直接了。
Think of the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes. He's given to the man on the throne as the head of the church. And that same anointing, that same Holy Spirit comes down all the way from the head, through the beard, all the way through the whole body, even to the hems of the garments.
我们想到在五旬节的时候当圣灵被赐下这个圣灵不仅是涂抹被浇灌在这个头的身上 也在他全身经过他的胡须一直到他的衣襟。
And of course, because the Holy Spirit is given, the church is born.
当然因着圣灵的赐下教会就产生了。
Even at the very end, the closing scenes in our Bible,We read the Spirit and the Bride. See them together? That's what the Spirit is always doing. The Spirit and the Bride, they say, come.
甚至我们来到圣经最后的一卷书，在那边我们看见讲到圣灵和心腹，我们看见了吗？圣灵和心腹都一直是在一起，这是圣灵的工作，他们一同说，来。
Is that mark of sonship in your life? Is that the supreme concern in your life?
这是在你里面那个儿子名分的印记吗？这是你里面所关切的吗？
Are we cooperating with the Holy Spirit, being led by Him, so that the Lord may get what He's after?
我们是不是与圣灵合作，使得神，我们的主能够得着他所要得着的？
May the Lord speak to our hearts. Let's pray.
愿主对我们的心说话，让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, indeed, that is our petition this morning.
主啊，这的确是我们今天早上的代求。
Help us to see beyond just a theme in your word.
让我们看见不仅是在你话语里面的主题。
That we may see the heart beyond the theme.
让我们能够看见在这个主题背后的心。
Even the heart that has
因为这就是那一个心,
predestined us before the foundation of the world to become like the Son.
这一个心使得我们能够预先被预定，能够被磨成神儿子爱子的模样。
And we pray that once again, as we are touched by your love, that somehow we would give ourselves unto you in full cooperation for what you're after.
让我们能够因着你的爱，我们愿意把我们自己完全交给你，以一个完全与你合作，好让你能够做成你所要做的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.